Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We got some crosstalk there. Got some echo.
Ooh,
Joel.
That's fun.
We're all
echoey.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll work through it. Joel will figure it out. So, I sound like Elvis Presley at Dorton Arena.
You do. Hey,
thank you very much. Yeah, Rufus actually, he didn't melt him. He met him.
I met him one time.
Go ahead, Rufus.
His last appearance in North Carolina was in Greensboro, and I made him an honorary attorney general. Gave him a badge.
No way.
There we go. He said, thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course he did.
God almighty.
All right. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh with a WPTF Weekend Gardener, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And it is very Christmassy in here. It's warm, if you like warm. I mean, you can go outside and be cold if you want to, but it's not going to be real cold today. It's in the 40s, and I think I'm going to get rid of this vest I've got on. Maybe I better wait. So we anticipate a great show. Miss Monica will be around with us, and I hope that we will be able to, Jeff, whatever you did made it worse. Whatever you did made it worse. But 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And Monica is not here yet. She's roaming around somewhere. She's a busy lady. She works 24 hours a day, for goodness sake. But we want to talk about Rufus's and my expedition at some point. Jeff is busy right now, so I want to include him on this.
Whenever
all the engineers finish up. So, thank you, Wayne. What in the world we got here? Orange slices and all kinds of candy. I mean, it's so typical Christmas candy bagged up. We were going to Dorch's today. I don't know that we'll need to.
What you got there?
All right.
Ribbon candy.
919-860-9783. Merry Christmas to everybody. I think we're close enough to Christmas to talk about that. So Amanda Wilkins Bratcher. You may know her as Amanda Wilkins, but she is a Bratcher now.
Yep.
So good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. It's good to be here. Oh, and now I'm totally gone. Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
Oh, hey, that's a little better.
Yeah. So, what have you been doing besides raising a child?
Oh, Lord. Well, is there anything else to do besides? No. Being back from maternity leave in August, I've hit the ground running with my work with extensions. So, serving clients and doing classes, probably too many classes, But now it's reporting time, so we're getting a lot of computer work done because I have to report to the state what I've been up to this year.
Oh, wow. So you've been doing paperwork.
Well, I should have been doing paperwork. I did my last lecture of the year on Thursday about spotted-winged Drosophila. So now I'm done with programming and doing paperwork. But we've been pretty busy. The Master Gardener volunteers have been planning a lot.
Well, but I haven't been doing any paperwork except typing news stories. So I'm glad I don't have to fill. I'm glad for Mr. Curtis's sake that I don't have to fill out a end of year report. I think he probably folded up and say, "Well, we'll just let somebody other than me read that." But I don't think I'd be a good report maker.
Oh no.
All right, 919-860-9783. Call us this morning. All right, we got it back. Got the echo. Lost the echo. Got it back again. I don't know if we're echoing on the air or or not. But okay, now we're fine.
It sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, whatever you did was perfect.
I knew that Joel would figure it out. All right, so let's get. Before we get into the heart of gardening, I told Jeff that I was going to drive the car right off the track with the emergency brake on so we could get some sparking and smoke.
Oh, dear Lord.
But I think Rufus, I would say probably in all his years as Attorney General and as Secretary of State, he had security all of that time and people driving him, these very competent security people. They never got him lost, and they didn't have GPS. But for the second time going up, we went up yesterday to an NCNN affiliate in Roxburgh. Dave Bradshaw owns the station, and there was a remote at T.G. Brooks store in Timberlake. And we've done this several times. We can get in Timberlake fine. One of the prettiest parts of the country up there, Roxburgh, Person County, Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we left. And I said, "Rufus, you want to get something to eat?" And so we said, "Well, let's go to the Flat River Cafe. We've been there several times. That's 6 miles away."
Yeah. Hurricane Mills.
Yeah, we went. No, not Hurricane Mills. That's where.
Wait a minute. That's where Roy Reynolds is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went. We went to
Timberlake.
We went to Flat River Cafe.
Okay.
Across the Flat River. Or the tributary. It's got to be a tributary.
Right.
Because there's not a lot of water action there.
Mm-hmm.
So went to the Flat River Cafe. That was fine. Had a wonderful meal. Met our waitress. Knows somebody from up home. Didn't she? Carol.
And that was my cousin, Connie.
Connie, yeah. Carol
both
knew
worked
Connie.
At Duke Hospital.
Carol was our waitress.
What?
So such
must
a small
know half
world.
Of North Carolina.
So we had a nice leisurely. He does. He had to.
Maybe more than half of North
yeah.
Carolina.
Hey. So we left Flat River Cafe. I put in the State Farmers Market.
Yeah.
Is where we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she took us. Rufus calls her Sylvia or somebody. Sylvia took us to. Well, we don't know where. It was some of the prettiest parts of the country I've ever seen, though. We saw all the rolling hills and the cows and the horses
yeah.
and all
yeah.
out there. And we, she one time said that you're at your destination, and it was a road that it was a dead end road.
Oh, dear Lord.
I think what happened in all of this is that we lost telemetry.
Yes.
A wireless service at some point because she says you're back online. So I think
oh,
that got
weird.
Her mixed up. So we took a circuitous route. Would you say it was circuitous, Counselor?
That's a fine thing. You leave me out half of it. On all the way up there.
We'll pick up the story.
I was saying to Mike, I sure hope we don't get lost like we did last time we were here. I sure hope we don't
and
get.
That
and
that.
We were having the previous time. We were having lunch and having homemade peach ice cream, and we're getting directions to go to the restaurant at Flat River
Cafe. Yeah,
Flat River, and about three people gave us directions.
Yeah.
Well, we ended up being nowhere. That was the first time. And on this trip yesterday, I said to Mike, I hope we don't end up like last year.
And we laughed about
here
it.
Here we go again. And I kept telling I called my girl Shirley. I said, let me talk to my girl Shirley on my GPS.
Oh,
and he wouldn't let me. He said, you've got a farmer's market somewhere in Alamance County or somewhere that. It's not our farmer's market.
I don't know. But we eventually, after rolling through the hills and the two-lane roads, we ended up in, drove right through Cedar Grove like we were in a parade. And ended up in Eflin, which is dear to my heart because I met my wife just a few miles from there at Camp Chestnut Ridge.
Yeah.
So we got right out on a 40 and came home.
That's
but
20 miles out of the way.
Yeah.
If you let me call Shirley.
I was talking to Shirley, her sister.
Well.
I mean, it was the same thing. You got the same kind of phone, it would have been the same woman, probably.
No, my gal would have come through on that.
Is there any panic between you and Rufus?
No. We were laughing the whole time.
Yeah, I was about to say,
it was so funny.
I wonder if you ever grow agitated, because I usually flip out.
No. We had a wonderful time at T.G. Brooks. We laughed a lot there. Then we had a wonderful meal. Both of us had cheeseburgers.
Right.
Rufus had tater tots.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. A dump truck load full. I've never seen any tater tots in my life.
We bypassed the pie in the counter up there, and then we went off on our merry way.
Yeah.
And
sounds like a lovely time.
Went in the same direction. We went back across the Flat River, but made a turn like we were going back toward T.G. Brooks.
Yeah.
I was real confident.
Oh, no.
But.
Well, I tell you, next year when we go, or the next time, let's let me talk to Shirley.
All right, that's good. Or we'll flip a coin.
I think Shirley is Sherry's sister, and I like Shirley better. And my nephew says, Uncle Rufus, it's not Shirley, it's Sherry. I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's Shirley.
Well, it was mud yesterday.
Might be Squirrely
yeah.
Shirley.
Squirrely Shirley was. I think it really was.
No,
that's probably a good.
That was Squirrely Sherry on his part.
But I'll tell you, we saw, as I mentioned, we saw some beautiful country, and it looked
really
Christmassy.
Is.
I love this time of year. Jeff, I know you love that country. That's where
absolutely.
That's where you're from.
That's where I'm headed today.
But it's, tell your mother I'm sorry we didn't stop in.
You actually wound up where she grew up, because that's where we go every year.
So how far were we from your house?
Oh, in Caldwell, once you got to Timberlake, you were about 10 minutes away.
Well, we could have gone through Caldwell and not known.
Absolutely.
I think we did.
You probably did, actually, yeah.
I wish I could remember some of the names of the country stores that we passed.
Oh, Lord.
Because you got a country store there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Russell runs.
Yeah. Actually, Andy Gates runs.
Andy Gates,
it was built by my grandfather, yeah.
Is Russell the security there? Or?
Kind of, sort of speak. He'll certainly give you an earful of
well,
things.
Well, be sure, sure to tell your mother today that we may have gone through Caldwell. I would have blown the horn, but we did go through Cedar Grove.
Yes.
She heard us laughing.
Yeah, she probably heard it, the riotous laughter. All right, I promise when we come back, we're going to.
Now we got to tell about Jeff when you get back.
All right, well.
We learned a secret. We learned a secret.
I can't believe they remembered this.
All right, we'll come back, and I promise we'll get to gardening here because we've got a lot to talk about. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Amanda, that was a photo of me as I was a lifeguard at Camp Chestnut Ridge the year I met my wife.
You got to put that on the Facebook.
I have.
This is my farmer outfit.
I have. It was so hot out there.
I can.
You know,
I can
no
only,
air conditioning.
That would be the
it
only.
Was, it was in July. It was 4th of July, and I was making lines for some of the. I have put it on. on Facebook.
That's brilliant.
And my wife would say, "What a hunk."
I mean, those abs are.
I was strong, but.
I would hope so. As a lifeguard, I'd want my lifeguards to be strong.
Yeah.
Be able to pull
me out
of the water.
Yeah, I was dealing with little kids, so they put them under one arm, the other.
Just wrestle out of the water.
So, Jeff, we found out yesterday, and I've dealt with Brother Dave Bradshaw and Dave Bradshaw Jr. Kill me.
Yes.
Many times, but they had never told me about, they talked about you, mm-hmm. They like you a lot, but they told me a story about Jeff, and you say you were 19?
Yeah, I was 19.
They all were going somewhere to a racetrack?
Yeah, we were
Person
going.
Person County Speedway or
yeah,
something?
Orange County Speedway.
Orange County Speedway.
Orange County Speedway.
All right, Jeff was driving.
Yes.
That was the first mistake,
that
apparently.
That was, yes.
They're driving Dave's car, the station owner.
Well, it was actually the van, the station
All right, drive
van.
The van. Drive yes. the van. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I guess, was not used to driving a van.
No.
All right, so they are plugging along there through probably the same country that we were driving through yesterday. And all of a sudden, they started seeing sparks and seeing smoke.
Oh, no.
Jeff, would you like to say what you did?
I drove, I guess it was probably about 7 miles with the emergency brake on.
All right, well, there you go. There you go. And
it floors me that Dave remembers this. That's amazing.
Well, you're obviously a legend up there.
Sparky. Real legend. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, I hear the name Sparky.
Sparky is Sparky.
I didn't know they called me that. No, I go. There's another nickname that I have that's another story entirely.
Sparky will be.
Sparky good. Was my name.
You will hence be known as Sparky.
Sparky. Wow. I thought they remembered me from the time I played Rush's Tom Sawyer over a country station, but they didn't.
If they let you into the music library there, I'm sure
I
did you get away with it?
Yeah, they kept me alive. I had to work extra shifts, of course, but who else wanted to work those hours except me?
So
which
got,
is really the title of my
you
memoirs.
Got punished?
Who else wanted to work those hours except me, the Jeff Hamlin story?
I've done it. Come on, man. 50 years, I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
Worked them all.
Absolutely.
All right.
But that happened. I drove that van, and Dave was like, Dave Bradshaw was so nice about it. He said, didn't you know the brake was on? I had never driven anything with an emergency brake.
But
in my
Dave
life.
Said it, I'm sure, in a nice way.
Absolutely.
Because Dave is one of the nicest people I know.
Absolutely.
No.
Okay,
so
Dave is, and Dave Kilby, his son, is every bit as nice. Whenever I couldn't make stuff in that days because of snow, he would fill in for me.
Oh,
so
wow. Yeah.
He was great.
Conrad was on the board yesterday.
Really?
Conrad?
I know Conrad very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Conrad
used to do mornings there.
All right. So, Amanda, I am just fascinated by the landscape, as I talked about.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so perfect. Everything's clean, except in the neighborhoods, because some of the towns hadn't had time to pick up all the leaves mm-hmm. yet. But out in the countryside, it looks so nice, the brown and beige hues,
and
a little bit of green from the evergreens and so forth. So I love evergreens. We talked a little bit yesterday up at T.G. Brooks. So they have a little gardening show. That's why we were there on the station in Roxburgh.
Brilliant.
So I was talking about some fragrant plants, and there are fragrant mm-hmm. plants that we enjoy. I mentioned that my favorite is the winter sweet.
Yes.
And I have one of the older, maybe more standard versions that has more of a larger bell-like flower.
Mm-hmm.
And on a warmer day in the winter, you know, as we get into January, it's just breathtaking. It smells like banana kits, which they may have here.
That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it smells like. Rufus loves the Daphne, but they're a little too picky for me.
I don't know. I think Rufus has got the spot. I don't know.
Well,
just hearing about your
Daphne.
We got about
inspired me to name my daughter Daphne.
Got about 30 seconds.
Hearing about you talk about your
Daphne.
Did
you say we have somebody waiting named Pam?
Pam, I want to give her plenty of time. So
right. Well, you talk about a nice person.
I know.
Wow.
If it's who we think it is.
Yeah. Well, not sure. This Pam is a nice person, too.
And a pretty lady. So.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Well, so when you say winter sweet, you're talking about Chimanthus praecox, the big kind of upright.
I usually say winter sweet, but.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, it's one. So Tony has one over at Juniper Level Botanic Garden, and it always surprises people because honestly, when it's not in flower, it's the most you know. It's not really
it's
a
not pretty at all.
Stopping.
We're going to be back and talk more about this. Talk to Pam coming up on WPTF. Not going to get it today. You're not going to have a white Christmas today. Well, it's nice and chilly out there.
Hey, we had frost the last two mornings that it was almost white.
Almost white, you think? Well, they did. You know, down in the Sandhills, week before last, was it? When they had the... Y'all had some in Sanford.
Yeah, it was like 2, 3 in the morning. There was a nice dusting of snow. And
I know, that's wonderful.
In some places in Moore County, I drove out the next day, and there was still some in the shady spots.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'd never, I was like, that's the snow.
I can hear them now. Daddy, there's snow on the golf course. It was on Pinehurst number 2. So it looked really extra pretty down there, yes. Two or three weeks ago.
I gave a talk down there a couple weeks ago.
We have listeners in the Sand Hills.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, we sure do.
So
they've got some beautiful Camellia sasanquas out on that, around the clubhouse and the hotel.
Yeah, it's it's gorgeous courses, obviously, in Pinehurst, in Southern Pines, and other parts, and
there's more than 40 golf courses in Moore County.
It's amazing. What a nice industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Christmas trees.
Christmas trees.
Monica told us earlier in the week that they were down about 50% in sales of Christmas trees here, and I don't understand that, because those Christmas trees were almost hand-delivered down here by farmers who had dealt with the worst of Hurricane Helene. And all that they did to get those things, because the roads were messed up, and some of the groves, I mean, some lost thousands of trees. They got them down here, and why would we not be buying them?
Mm-hmm.
I have two. We usually have one, but I have two because of Helene.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to support the farmers. So we got to support farmers, period. But these tree farmers need our help. And I really hope, and we're early. Some people are just starting to decorate the season. And I hope that you will find a way to decorate with a real tree.
Yes, sir.
Fraser fir grown in Rufus Edmonston country. And help these farmers, because the prices, I don't think the prices have really gone up this year. I think they're about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure as wonderful a place as the farmer's market is here, and as great a marketer as Monica and these folks are in the ag department, they've gotten the word out.
Mm-hmm.
The trees are always here this time of year. They've been here since just before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And, so they need your help, and I hope you will come out and talk to the farmers and buy a Christmas tree, buy some wreaths, buy some roping, however you can help them. And
That's a good point, Mike. You know, we've really promoted a donating money directly to farmers and directly to folks impacted by Helene. But the economic impact of purchasing and voting with your dollar and your purchases is just as impactful, because that says, hey, I want you to keep growing these trees. I want you to keep producing this product. And Christmas trees grown in North Carolina are so special. AB's Fraser Eye, the Fraser fir that we most love and enjoy in Eastern North America as a Christmas tree are native to the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
The reason that they grow so well in North Carolina is because that's where they're native to, and that's where they grow the best. And so we are so lucky here in North Carolina to have these trees and have growers who are so good at growing them and just able to grow a high-quality product that you don't have to go halfway across the country to get. You can just have a nice weekend drive up to the beautiful mountains of North Carolina.
Yeah,
get a tree
and cut one there.
Yeah.
I was telling Rufus yesterday, we drove up when my kids were little, drove to stayed at Beach Mountain and came under the mountain, as Rufus's mother would say.
Down under
to the Banner Elk area, and rode on a trailer pulled by a tractor up the mountain to the trees, and took a lot of time picking out a good tree. And I noticed off to my right there was a huge, the biggest, mountain house I've ever seen. It was a log cabin, and it was A-frame. It was glass front. It must have been four stories.
Oh, my God.
Several thousand square feet.
Sure.
And there was a, but before I noticed that, I noticed a windsock out there. And I said, who owns that house? He said, Rusty Wallace, the race car driver. He said he lands his helicopter out there. There was a helipad out there too.
Dear Lord of Mercy! Wow, that's amazing.
This is from the market.
The market shop.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Look at how beautiful! Oh my gosh! Look at that beautiful cake.
There's a cinnamon bun.
Cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
Cake. Oh my gosh, you have got to get a picture of that on the Facebook, Mike. That is one of the most beautiful
I don't know, my
hand,
my hand's
my,
shaking
my
a little
life.
Bit.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I don't know.
Well, that would be the perfect thing to eat with a North Carolina grocery.
I think that would mess up our morning if we started eating now. But you're listening to The Weekend Garden. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Come on out and see us. Bring canned food to the Giving Tree here in the market shops and buy a Christmas tree today. We'll be back here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
All right. Very Christmassy there. Hey, I have forgotten. I don't know how I forget Pam. How could I forget Pam? I have forgotten you twice, Pam. I've gotten off onto tangents. I apologize profusely.
No worries. I've just been listening, and I will be listening anyway. So.
Well, thank you, Pam. You're so sweet. What do you have on your mind this morning that needs our assistance?
Well, there were two things. So first, I had to remark on the two of you getting lost in your travel.
Oh boy!
Well, sort of lost. I mean, I think we eventually could have reached civilization without the GPS. Maybe we should have used the GPS.
Well, I'm gonna start calling Mike Skippy. He skips directions.
I was crying laughing. I almost had to pull over here because I was laughing so hard. But I was going to make a suggestion. When I travel and I use my GPS, I use Waze, and I use Christina Aguilera's voice, because when you make the wrong turn, she's just so sweet. And she says, oh, you need to make a U-turn. Sometimes in life, you got to look back before you look forward.
Well, I will certainly consider that. I don't use GPS that much, but
usually didn't use anything not near like it yesterday.
I still think that there was a blip in its telemetry. It lost the wireless system, the cell tower, and so it got mixed up, and then it got us mixed up. Now,
well, I can see that happening in Alabama and Person County. So
yeah, I mean, it's just we found out that it was hard for people to give directions up there. That's how we got lost the first time. But our savior was that we suddenly saw Guess Road. It was the end of Guess Road. And
wow.
So I said, Rufus, do you think that's the one that comes out on 85?
I said, take it. Take it again. Take it.
No, that was yesterday because we saw it. We saw it yesterday. Rufus said, go ahead and say Guess Road. Guess
that would have taken you to Caldwell. That would take you to my parents' house.
Well,
you were so just having an adventure.
It was an adventure. I think every time that Rufus go on, and I go on one of these road trips, we do have an adventure, one kind or another. But this was right up there.
Well,
right over there.
An adventure today. I am headed to Swannanoa. Yeah, I'm going to be working with a church today. They're going to be feeding 300 people that have been affected by Helene. So I'm headed out there, and I'm, you know, every time I go out there, I just, you know, look at the landscape and, you know, think about the historical, geographical change. And one thing I wanted, since y'all were talking about Christmas trees, I wanted to ask, how much has the Christmas tree industry been impacted? Have there been those tree farmers that lost their trees?
Yeah, there have.
It depends on the particular area. A lot of damage in Ashe County, not as much in Watauga. Horrible damage in Avery County. So it depends on the county and of course, the terrain.
Well, it's, you know, I watched a video yesterday where a guy on a motorcycle was riding all, you know, along Highway 81 that, you know, goes through North Carolina and the edge of North Carolina, and then it goes up through Tennessee and Virginia. And he was going through this little town called Bumpus Cove right across the North Carolina line in Tennessee. And the highway there was just completely washed out and still washed out. They said that they were going to try and have it fixed by, you know, maybe March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was optimistic. But I just keep thinking about the landscape and how much it has changed our mountains.
Do you have any idea, Amanda, about the tree farms up there, how much was lost?
They're still gathering data. Like Rufus said, we're really probably not going to have a better idea of what those numbers are until January after the harvest, because between the timing of the cleanup and harvesting for Christmas tree season and trying to have it being available to host people, because really if you can travel to the North Carolina mountains and buy your tree directly from farmers and provide some economic dollars to the region directly.
Yeah. Or just go up there and do business with somebody.
Exactly. That's what they
really
want. Tree
farmers and others.
That is what they're looking for. Yeah. So they're really focusing on that and less on the data gathering.
Yeah.
But I think in January and February, we should have some real numbers for that.
I think they need cash up there.
They do. They really do need that influx of money and economic, not impact.
There's only so much
go spend some money
government
up there.
Can do. We're the people. We need
exactly.
Well,
that gives purpose too, right?
Phil
when you got
Campbell
work to do.
Made arrangements, Pam. This is you've met Phil before. Made arrangements to get some hay for one of the folks in Ashe County who had no hay left because all his pasture land was destroyed.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably,
And by the way, Pam, thanks for coming to the Christmas party. I enjoyed meeting your new friend, or your friend.
Right, yeah. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sorry we missed Mike and his wife.
Well,
I was going to hit him up for some of that peanut brittle.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. That's in high demand.
Yeah.
How it is.
Well, my wife, I'm sorry you're going to Swannanoa. If you came by the farmer's market this morning, Melissa's bringing some to various folks, and we could probably arrange that, Pam. Yeah, you need to have some. It'll make your eyes roll back in your head. feed. I try to stay away from it. It's very addictive.
Radio, but would you like
very very addictive?
Imagine. I can only imagine. Well, Carol, maybe a little bit.
These are some candies from the. Well, Pam, have safe journeys. Our prayers to the folks up there that you encounter.
Don't forget the folks out in the mountains. I'm just hopeful that people will not forget them, especially after the holidays, because the disaster keeps on going.
Right. All right. Thank you, Pam, and I apologize again for leaving you hanging there.
Be safe, Pam.
Yeah, be safe.
Right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're at the State Farmers Market in the Market Shops. Come join us.